The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph mentions a case in which you have one Talmud Chacham and two Ami Haaretz, and they're sitting on a beastin together. And the Gemara says that according to the Man D'Amar, that one Talmud Chacham, one Mumche, one Dayon is sufficient midiraisa. So one Dayon who combines with two Ami Haaretz Midrabanan is going to be kosher. In other words, you have a person who's kosher ladun, someone who's kosher to be a dayan, and he's sitting on a beis din with two other people who are possible to be dayanim, and even so, whatever conclusion they arrive at is considered a binding conclusion. So from this, the Ketzos HaChoshen in Simen Lamed Vav Sifkat and Zayin infers that in almost every case where you have the requisite number of Dayanim, we pass in, let's say that you need three. So let's say in any case that you have three Dayanim, and then there are a couple of other Dayanim who are either Krovim, they're relatives to one another, or relatives to the Balei Din, to the litigants in the case, or maybe if you have three Kasher Dayanim and then other Dayanim who are apostle, who are not allowed to be judges, either because they're Gazlanim or because of other reasons. So the extra Dayanim, the ones who are redundant and unnecessary, even though they're participating and voting in this court case, they still are not posel, they don't invalidate the ultimate din. Just like in our Gemara, there's one Dayan which according to the Gemara is sufficient, and then two others who are Ami Haaretz who are Psulim, and the participation of the Ami Haaretz who are Psulim does not invalidate the conclusion of the one Dayan who is Kosher. This is what the Ketzos HaChoshen writes. However, the conclusion of the Ketzos HaChoshen is a matter of great dispute amongst the Achronim, and many Achronim take the opposite side. Many Achronim say that even if you have a sufficient three-person beis din, if you add on to that beis din one or two or however many people who are krovim or who are psulim, that will invalidate the conclusion of the din Torah. And the question is, according to those Achronim, maybe we'll have a chance later on to discuss what their proofs are. According to those Achronim, what do they do with our sugya? Why is it that the Ami Haaretz participation with the Talmud Chacham does not invalidate the conclusion reached by the Talmud Chacham? So to this, a number of answers are presented by Achronim, and these answers sort of split up. They say in some cases, really, the participation of Psulim or Krovim invalidates the conclusion, and in other cases, the participation of Krovim and Psulim does not invalidate the conclusion. And our Gemara, they say, should not be understood as a universal principle that Krovim and Psulim do not invalidate the din. Rather, it should be understood as representative of a subcategory of cases in which Krovim and Psulim do not invalidate the din. So let me just present for a moment the answers that these Achronim give to the question posed by the Ketzos HaChoshen from our Gemara. There are basically four answers, maybe more, and let's go through them one by one. The first answer that we'll present here is the answer presented by the Stipler, the Kehilos Yaakov. The Stipler writes that there are two categories, let's say by Eidos. By Eidos we know that if there are two Eidim who are Ksherim, and other Eidim who are Psulim or who are Krovim, so the participation of the Pasul Eidim invalidates the testimony of the Kasher Eidim. And that's essentially the source for those Achronim who want to say that the same applies to Dayanim, that the participation of Pasul Dayanim invalidates the Kasher Dayanim. The Stipler points out that when it comes to Eidim, we say that there are two types of Pasul Eidim. There's one type of Pasul Eidim who are not even called Eidim. They're called non-participants. Even though they are standing in the thick of the debate in court and they're shouting out what they saw, But from the perspective of Beis Din, these are not even Edim. These are people who are totally irrelevant to the case. And the example of such people, the Stipler brings from the Ravid. The Ravid says that a Baal Din, the person who's bringing the case himself, that he's clearly claiming that he was there when it happened. He borrowed money from the... He lent money to the other guy, and I saw that I lent money to the other guy, and I'm being made that I lent money to the other guy. And the fact that the Baal Din says what happened doesn't invalidate the testimony of the witnesses, even if those witnesses support him and say the same thing as he claims he saw. Why not? Says the Ravid. Because the psul of a Baal Din is not just that he's an aid, but he's pasul, that he's playing a different role, or perhaps playing a non-existent role in the testimony itself. And the same thing, the Nesivos expands it and says that, let's say, a katan, a minor, who's not, we don't accept his testimony, it's not because the katan is an aid pasul, it's because the katan is not an aid. He just has no relevance to the testimony whatsoever. And therefore, if two aidim are kosher, and a katan is made on the same thing, the participation of the katan does not invalidate their testimony, because the katan just doesn't connect to the eidos itself. So too, says the Stipler, an Am Haaretz who's sitting on a Beis Din with a Talmud Chacham. The psul of an Am Haaretz is not that he's a dayon, but he's a dayon pasul. Rather, he's somebody who's like a katan, somebody who's like a minor, who just has no relevance at all to the case that's being judged. And the Stipler says even further, it's like, imagine if you have a person, he gives another example from Eidos, let's say you have two Eidim who testify that they saw something, and then a third person says, I wasn't there, and I didn't see it, but in my imagination, this loan took place, that Reuven lent money to Shimon. So is what this person imagined at all going to be posel the other Eidim? It certainly won't. Says the Stipler, the same thing applies to an Am Haaretz who's sitting on a court with a Talmud Chacham. The Am Haaretz says, I don't know anything about halachos, I don't know anything about Torah, but in my imagination, this is what the conclusion of the case should be. Hayitakein, that what the Am Haaretz is imagining should be considered participation in the Din Torah? Certainly not. Therefore, says the Stipler, the participation of Am Haaretz doesn't invalidate the conclusion reached by a Talmud Chacham. But if you have a genuine Dayan Pasul, someone who's Pasul for other reasons, like because he's a Gazlan or a Rasha, so that would certainly invalidate the judgment of the Kasher Dayanim who participate with him. This is a Stipler's answer. Another answer is presented by Rabbi Yitzchak Dzimitrovsky, who writes a bit different. He says that because we learn that Dayanim who are Pasul can invalidate the conclusions reached by Dayanim who are kosher from the fact that Edim Psulim invalidate the testimony of Edim who are Ksherim. Therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Dimitrovsky, we have to limit the types of Dayanim Psulim which can invalidate the conclusion to only those types of Psulim that we find by Eidos as well. In other words, in Am Haaretz is kosher le'edos. Therefore, if he testifies with other edim ksherim, the entire testimony is kosher. So hence, the same thing. In Am Haaretz, it's kosher le'edos if he combines with dayanim, even though he's pasul dayanos, but the entire conclusion will be pasul. Because the only reason that we know that anything which is pasul by edos, or an aid who's pasul, is pasul dayanos. But Am Haaretz, who's kosher le'edos, is a different type of psul dayanos. He's not pasul because he's pasul le'edos. He's pasul for another reason, because he can't participate. And therefore, just like he's kosher le'edos, and he doesn't invalidate the testimony of other witnesses, so too, his hechsher le'edos does not allow him to invalidate the conclusion of the other Dayanim. That's the answer of Rabbi Yitzchak Dzimitrovsky. A third answer is presented by the Or Sameach, the Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, and he writes that In the case where you have a Talmud Chacham and Ami Ha'aretz, it's very similar to the Stipler's answer that there is no tseruf, there is no connection between the Am Ha'aretz and the Talmud Chacham, or between the Dayan Pasal and the Dayanim Kshirim, and therefore it's as if the Dayan HaKasher is being done alone. It's not considered that there's three Dayanim and two are Pasal and one is Kasher, or that there's five Dayanim and two are Pasal and three are Kasher. It's basically considered that there's one Dayan and then a couple of other people who are being done independently. And two people who are judging independently, their conclusions don't interfere with one another. So the one who is Pasal, his conclusion is invalid, and the one who is Kasher, his conclusion will be valid, and the conclusion reached independently, alone, by the one who is Pasal doesn't invalidate this. So this is the basic three answers to the Ketzos HaChoshen's Raya that basically take a very similar tack, that there, for some reason, the Dayan, the psul of an Am Ha'aretz isn't allowed to interfere with the conclusion reached by the Talmud Chacham, and that's either because the Am Ha'aretz is considered to be not a Dayan at all, or maybe even if he's considered to be a Dayan, so his conclusion is considered to be reached separately and independently from that of the Talmud Chacham, and therefore it can't passel, it doesn't connect and combine with the conclusion of the Talmud Chacham to passel it. That was the Ar Sameach. And Rabbi Yitzchak Zimitrovsky's answer, which is that even if he's a Dayan, and even if his conclusion combines with that of the first Dayan, who's a Talmud Chacham, even so, because his Psula Dayanos doesn't stem from a Psul Eidos, but rather it comes from other sources, therefore it doesn't interfere with the other Dayanim, because only the type of things that can interfere with Eidos can interfere with Dayanos. The Psul Am Ha'aretz, which doesn't interfere with Eidos, is not going to interfere with the conclusions reached by Dayanim. And there's a lot more to discuss here in terms of the sources that inform the other sources that inform the Ketzos's Shita, that a Karov and Pasul does not invalidate the conclusion of Dayanim, as well as the sources that inform the Shita of the Achronim who argue on the Ketzos that the conclusion reached by a Karov or a Pasul does invalidate the rest of the Dayanim, and Mir Tashem, some other time there will be time to discuss that as well.